This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
One could well imagine, in the wake of a banking crisis like the world's seen the past 5 years, that the last thing any country would want is more banks. Yet that is exactly what the British government is calling for. The UK's main financial regulator has decided to make it easier to start a bank over there. Approval time has been shortened from 2 years to 6 months. Initial capital requirements have been cut as well, none of which is necessarily a sign that once a bank's up and running, it will be less rigorously regulated. But the government does hope many more banks will set up shop, and an American entrepreneur might be among the first to benefit. Here's our man in London, Stephen Beard.
Opening a new bank? How about this for starters? This was how Metro Bank launched its latest branch in Britain, with pop music, stilt walkers and performing dogs. The Brits aren't used to such razzmatazz at the opening of a new bank. In fact, says Metro's American boss, Vernon Hill, the Brits are not used to a new bank, period.
Metro Bank is the first new retail bank in Britain since 1830, and it's here to bring choice and change.
With innovations like this coin-counting machine and 7 days a week opening, Hill hopes to shake up Britain's retail banking market, highly concentrated by American standards.
There are still 7,000 banks in America, roughly six in Britain.
The UK regulator wants to break up this oligopoly by making it much easier to start a bank here. Hill says the UK does need many more smaller banks for the sake of the country's small businesses.
Big banks in general do not well serve small business.
And there's no shortage of small British business owners who agree.
The banks are starving small businesses in this country, and we are the lifeblood of this country.
Jeremy Rowe runs a small holiday cottage business. He says small firms now find it all but impossible during the downturn to raise finance from the banks. But he has a much more serious complaint about Britain's main lenders and their staff.
They're so driven by greed that they do things that serve their interest and the bank's interest rather than the customer's interest.
Before the crisis, he took out a loan from his local bank. He was strongly advised, as an insurance against interest rates rising, to buy a product called an interest rate swap. He didn't fully understand it. When rates fell, he was left with a bill approaching $750,000. Along with 1,200 other small businesses similarly affected, Rowe has launched a national campaign called Bully Banks.
The banks are out of control, to the detriment of the economy, to the detriment of the society, and the detriment of their customers.
Welcome to Metro Bank in Guildford. Grand opening today. Come in and have a look around.
Britain's newest bank is hoping to win many disgruntled customers from the big dominant lenders. The regulator, too, is hoping that by lowering the barriers to entry, a flood of small banks will help curb the abuses by raising the competitiveness of the sector.
It's notoriously very hard to get into, so it's right that the government should be helping new entrants to get in.
George Hay of Reuters Breaking Views applauds the attempt to crack open retail banking. But he says, don't expect an instant flood of new banks in Britain.
The outlook for retail banks in the UK, especially with the economy doing so badly, isn't particularly rosy.
Britain's big existing lenders seem certain to rule the roost for some years to come. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.